goals, and it's something that is being taken up by governments in different shapes and forms. And so I just wanted to mention that. Also, that the guiding principles are getting more and more influential vis-a-vis business, and that the ICT sector companies are increasingly taking up guiding principles. We can come back to that. The next slide, please. So you already heard about the corporate responsibility to respect human rights. That's pillar two. And basically, it's about companies' responsibility to carry out due diligence, to understand the human rights impacts, and to manage, to mitigate, compensate, and look at not just its own activities, but activities through its business relationships to understand human rights impacts throughout its own area of influence. And so it's a complicated idea, perhaps, but the way John Ruggie describes it is simply knowing and showing, right? So companies have a responsibility to understand what it's doing. It needs to inquire. It needs to discuss. It needs to know. And then it needs to show. So that means communicating. That means reporting. And so this is the essence of the guiding principles as far as the corporate responsibility to respect human rights. And in that sense, it's a fairly straightforward idea. Of course, the implementation is not all that simple. The other thing that I need to stress is that while guiding principles say companies must implement all the relevant human rights, that means the rights in the International Bill of Human Rights and the 8 ILO conventions. At the same time, companies are allowed to prioritize because there are rights that are going to be impacted more severely than others. So you can prioritize in accordance with severity. You can also prioritize in accordance with resources. So it's not about all the rights today. You can sequence, you can prioritize. And in that sense, it's a very prepped framework. The next slide, please. So then the question is, why are these really relevant for ICANN, ICANN being a nonprofit organization? And we've had a lot of discussions around this issue, but in essence, ICANN seems like a hybrid corporation. You saw in the video with the hand pointing both to the government and companies. You know, maybe ICANN does sit somewhere in between, yeah? So it does have this characteristic of a business. It's managed like a business. It has significant business relationships through registrars. It can also influence internet content. This might be a controversial statement, but in fact, by a choice of domain name, it can influence what goes inside the domain name. And as a result, it's a very influential player in the business world. And so, because the UNGBs are an authoritative source on business and human rights, because they are also taken up by ICT companies around the world with very similar dilemmas in their operations. And as ICTs express their priority rights that come into play as users' privacy and data protection issues, there are a lot of similarities with ICT companies. And in that sense, we think that ICANN is, that the UNGPs are actually a very appropriate reference point for ICANN. The next slide, please. And so, in essence, what this report recommends,